class Delta airspace generally extends from the surface to 2,500 feet above the airport elevation, and it surrounds those airports that have an operating control tower. The class Delta airspace may include one or more airports, and it's usually 4 nautical miles in radius. The actual size and shape is depicted by a blue dashed line with numbers showing the top. When the cloud ceiling within class D airspace is less than 1,000 feet and or the visibility is less than 3 statute miles, if you want to take off or land, you have to hold an instrument rating and have filed an instrument flight plan, and your aircraft must be equipped for instrument flight. At some locations, if you do not hold an instrument rating, you may be authorized to take off and land when the weather is less than that required for visual flight rules, and that's called special VFR. Where special VFR is prohibited, the words "no SVFR" will be printed above the airport information on the chart.